This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. Trivia Friday it is. We are continuing with our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and J.J. Jasper. This is also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air for 25 more minutes today. And the phone number to reach us if you have a trivia question for us and you want to answer one of ours, we would like for you to do both. You can answer and ask. The phone number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. If you want to watch the show on the internet, go to Facebook or YouTube and just type in Today's Issues and you can join us there. Today's Issues. All right, we go back to the phones, do we?
All right.
Were we going to reset our questions?
Oh, okay. Yeah, reset our questions. Quickly. And I'm going to add one. First question, goldfish have a three-second memory. Is that true or false?
Mm-hmm.
Second question, what does the acronym SCOTUS stand for? S-C-O-T-U-S. What does that acronym stand for? And I'm going to add.
It hurts if you throw it out. I'll tell you that right now. That's gross.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes, I kind of do. And this is a question that's kind of related to JJ's. And if you were listening last week, you'll remember us talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
A horse's height is gauged by measuring at the withers. Where is that located on a horse? Where is the withers or where are the withers? I'm not sure.
Here's what I've got.
Whatever.
Man, that gives me the withers. When it's not giving me the heebie-jeebies. Here's what I've got. First question in the movie Finding Nemo. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the great white shark? I'm surprised that one is still left. Second one, to your point, Ed, what word describes the unit of measurement for a horse? If you say my horse is this tall, what's that word that you use? And then the third question, which continent is home mm-hmm. to the Tasmanian devil?
My three questions. Mozzarella cheese is made from the milk of which animal? You should have learned that in Sunday school. Okay?
On those flanogram, what are they called?
Those flannel graphs?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you were paying attention. Number two, what were the names of Jesus' brothers? What were the names of Jesus' brothers? And number three, name the 10 countries. You can't Google or Yahoo this one, okay? I just need you to answer because you know the answer. And you can, you know, talk to another person if you want to come up with the 10. But name the 10 countries mentioned in the Bible that are still around today.
You can talk to another person as long as her name's not Siri.
Right, right. And that person doesn't Google. You know
right.
what I'm saying? The answer to it. All right, Ed.
Back to the phones. We go to Tennessee, and Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
All three. But I have to answer that question first.
I was going to answer the one about
Roy Rogers, and so I fed Trigger buttermilk, bullet, and I filled up Daily Bale while I was out there. But
that's the name of your horses?
No, he's talking about different
yes.
things he knows about the show.
Oh, okay.
Names.
No, I've had all of them, even Daily Bale.
Really?
Yes.
He has horses named that.
Two horses, Trigger, Buttermilk, had a dog named Bullet, and a Jeep named Nelly Bell.
Well, you were watching the show back in the day when you were young.
Oh, yes, but I would like to answer the one where you had two on horses, but you almost get them intertwined there, but a hand is 4 inches.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
What word describes the unit of measurement for a horse?
He said
and your
hand.
Answer is hand. And you're exactly right. It's 4 inches.
It's 4 inches, and that's basically the width of a average size man's hand. And so it's if they say 14 hands or 16 hands, that's technically four inches times ever how many hands.
Right. If a horse measures 5 feet, 2 inches at the withers, Ed, it'd be 15.2 hands. Hey, way to go. What's your question for us?
Yeah. Well, you had a goes along with Roy Rogers' question a while ago. You didn't figure out where Roy Rogers was from, but I will tell you where he was from, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, he was okay. From Ohio.
Really?
Okay, right. Somebody said Ohio.
Yeah, but there was an exact spot that basically everybody would know where Roy Rogers was born. It's been removed since then, and his family sort of duplicated Noah and his family at one time. But anyhow, Roy Rogers was born very close to where second base was in the Cincinnati Reds stadium or whatever, where they played ball.
Yeah.
Really?
His house.
Riverfront
his
Stadium,
right
I think.
Close to second base.
That's and, neat trivia right there.
Well, his father built a large boat a few blocks from the river, and everybody was making fun of him. They had a flood, and so the Sly family lived on the boat for something like 2 years.
Hmm.
God bless you.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Right, take care, Larry. Appreciate you calling, man.
That's good trivia there.
Absolutely.
Real good trivia.
Next up.
All right, we go to Texas. And Porphy is on the line. Porphy, welcome to Trivia Friday. Did you get your name right?
Yes, sir. Good morning, professors.
Good morning.
Porphy, where do you live in Texas?
In the body of Christ.
Oh. You live in the body of Christ.
Well, oh, Corpus yes, Christi.
Huh.
Are you from Corpus
Christi? Okay, you were being – yeah, my bad. I thought for a minute there – I don't know what I thought, but anyway, Corpus Christi. Okay, wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Ed. You answered. That was going to be my question.
Oh, it was? All right.
I was going to say, if I were to tell you that I live in the body of Christ, where do I live?
But I had to go and earn it for you.
No, you. That's good. We got that knocked out.
We got it.
Do you want to answer one of ours, Porphy?
Yeah, I'll answer one of yours.
Which one?
SCOTUS.
All right. SCOTUS. What does the acronym SCOTUS stand for, Porphy?
Supreme Court of the United States.
That is correct.
Nice.
Very good.
And you got POTUS, and you got some of the different ones, you know, whether it's the president or the vice president.
Hey,
Way to go.
Hey, Porphy, you spell your name P-O-R-F-I-E?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right. Where does that come from? That name.
It's short for Porfirio. Can you say that and roll the R? Porfirio.
Porfirio.
Porfirio. Porfirio.
Portofidio.
No. Porfirio. You got to roll the R.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes. Sir. That's why I say Porfi instead of my whole.
That's right. Hey, poquito español for this group.
I understand.
No mucho español.
Yeah, I understand.
I love you guys.
All right, brother.
Thank you
for calling.
Hasta luego.
All right, Porphy calling in there. First Porphy I've ever talked to in my whole life right there.
Porfirio. Porfirio. I took Spanish.
Okay. Yeah.
I took French. I took Spanish.
I took French.
I ordered Guadalupe one time.
Parlez-vous français. You know what I just said?
Do you speak French?
Yeah. I thought I was going to impress you.
Impressed.
Huh? That's I remember that.
I'll just say this quick story. I took 3 years of Spanish in high school. After my second year, the French teacher, I was at an all-boys Catholic high school, Bishop Girton High School in Nashua, New Hampshire. The regular French teacher left, who was like a priest, and they brought in a girl right out of college, and she was gorgeous. I'm telling you, in an all-boys Catholic high school, man, when we all were walking to our Spanish class, we said, oh, my goodness, look who's teaching French. I tried to talk my dad into letting me switch to French class. Absolutely true.
Oh, and Dad, he said, I really got this burning desire.
My dad was always so suspicious of our kids because we were always trying to game the system. He said, what do you want to take French? You've already taken 2 years of Spanish. What do you want to take French for? I'd taken Latin, and I said, I just want to kind of get. He said, what's going on? You're not switching. And I said, well, this is really pretty girl. She taught there for one semester. She was such a distraction. They made her move on.
Then
we got a nun, an old nun who was teaching it. I could have been stuck there, taking a brand new language. Thinking I was going to get 2 years of the beautiful woman instead of an old nun.
Your dad saved you there. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right, we go back to Texas. Dwight is on the line. Dwight, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you, Dwight. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
About mozzarella cheese.
Thank you, Dwight. My mozzarella cheese question has been hanging around. And this time it was answered. Mozzarella cheese is made from the milk of which animal, Dwight?
That would be a cow, sir.
Really?
A what?
That isn't the answer. Okay. We're in one of these dilemmas that a cow. I have a buffalo as my correct answer. You're telling me it's a cow?
It's not a cow.
Well, you told me, you didn't say I couldn't Google it, so I did, and they said cow's milk.
Oh.
Mozzarella cheese. That's okay goat. About Googling that one.
I thought it was a goat.
But you're saying it's buffalo.
Now you got to spell mozzarella. You got to spell mozzarella right. Mm. What does it say?
I can't believe there'd be that many buffaloes they could kill.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mozzarella cheese is sliceable and curd cheese originating in Italy. And it's made from the milk of water buffaloes.
All right. Well,
I was trying to answer one of the questions heretofore original.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Dwight.
We're 13 minutes away from the end of the program, so I gave that answer away. But water buffaloes milk is where you get mozzarella cheese. Did you pronounce it? Did I pronounce it
mozzarella
correctly?
Mozzarella.
Yeah. Mozzarella. It's found in a lot of pizza, right? Lasagna and things like that.
I thought it was goat for sure. Hey, Dwight, we're having a lot of fun here, but I don't know how closely you watch the news. On a sad note, it's been so hot the last couple of weeks.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm sorry, JJ. Pardon me for interrupting you. Hold that thought. Mozzarella cheese is a sliceable curd cheese originating in Italy. Traditional mozzarella cheese is made from the milk of water buffaloes, herded in a very few countries such as Italy and Bulgaria. As a result, most of mozzarella cheeses available now are made from cow's milk.
So you're right
and I'm right.
Both right.
But anyway.
I got to say, now, water buffalo can be pretty ornery. I wonder who the first guy to go. I tell you what.
That's why that cheese was so expensive.
Yes.
So what I was saying, Dwight, I don't know how closely you watch the news, but it's been so hot the last couple of weeks. A zoo in Texas last week, their water buffalo evaporated. Now, I'm just so sad, especially for those children that enjoyed seeing that exhibit.
Were there people at the zoo when that happened?
And who enjoyed, a nice cold glass of water buffalo milk.
Right.
So,
Dwight, what's your question for us?
My question for you is, how many natural lakes does Texas have?
How many natural lakes?
Now you're talking. We can round it, round figure, right? We can round it. Oh, we don't have to get it exactly right. I'm assuming.
I have absolutely, I have zero idea.
It's not going to be like. Is it Minnesota? The land? Is it
Which one, the land of 10,000 lakes? That's Minnesota.
The reason he's talking about that is there are a lot of reservoirs built in there.
And then like Rockwall Lake and man-made. Right.
Yeah. We don't know.
No, we don't have no clue.
Well, I was going to give you a hint. This is for JJ.
Here's the deal. How many natural lakes does Texas have, and what's its name?
You sound like one of the munchkins off the Wizard of Oz.
You're gonna have to give up those cigarettes, brother, at some point. You know what I'm saying?
We welcome you to Lollipop.
Hey, Dwight, what's the answer? Good, that was well played.
Camel Unfiltered will do something to your voice after time.
What's the answer?
There's only one natural lake, and I believe the name of it is Cato.
Only one
natural lake in all of Texas?
That's correct, sir.
Wow.
In all of Texas. All the other lakes are man-made because the biggest problem for Texas was water.
Yeah.
Right.
So they would make basically reservoirs, like you're saying, Tim, reservoirs to catch the water.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that's good trivia right there.
Did not know that. Yeah. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio.
All right. Thank you, Dwight.
Let's repeat our questions for the last time.
All right, I have just two left. JJ actually gave away one of them there just a second ago, but goldfish have a 3-second memory. Is that true or false? And then my other question is, if you were paying attention, you got it from JJ, a horse's height is gauged by measuring at the withers. Where is that located on a horse? I don't think you actually gave that away.
I was careful not to say
measuring
where the
withers
was.
At the withers, where is that located on a horse?
Here's what I've got. In the movie Finding Nemo, what is the name of the great white shark? Second question, which continent is home to the Tasmanian devil? Which continent will you find the Tasmanian devil?
All right. My questions. Here are my two questions that have not been answered. What were the names of Jesus' brothers? That's the first one. And number two, there are 10 countries mentioned in the Bible that are still around today, called by the same names. 10 countries, what are they? Those are my two questions. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Louisiana, and Rachel is on the line. Rachel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. I'm going to answer.
Okay. Which question would you like to try to answer, Rachel?
The goldfish.
All right. Goldfish have a 3-second memory. Is that true or false?
Well, based upon my teaching many years ago, I taught study skills, and I'm going to say false.
You are 100% correct.
It is false.
Is it
5 months? Is that correct?
Actually, 3 months. Apparently they test this by using things like colors and stuff like that to see if they can remember when to come for food. And
so what does your daddy do for a living? my daddy tests goldfish memory.
Hey, don't knock it. There was good government money spent on that project.
There you go. Our mommy's hard at work.
Now, Ed and Rachel, I'm going by memory here, but a baby goldfish, isn't that called a twit? Because, you know, people say, oh, they say that in a derogatory way. Oh, that little twit. But I think it is something like a goldfish or something. Twit.
Probably.
Oh, okay. Well, now I know what my mom was talking about when she
called
me that.
I had to look that up.
She was calling me her little goldfish.
I would dare say the average goldfish doesn't even live 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, they can live a long time. We had one live for a long time.
I'm talking about your average one.
Oh, yeah.
Not the one that's pampered.
Not the one that's prayed over.
Yeah.
Not the one that's starved to death by kids who forget to feed it.
Yeah, right. Or overfeed it.
Yes.
And I'm going to try one more.
Okay. All right. Hey, Rachel, you can only answer
one.
One, but do you have a question for us?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm curious about one, so I'll listen.
Well, just keep listening because we're coming up to the end of the show.
Hey, Rachel, don't run off because I knew I was on to something here. A twit is a silly, foolish person, but then they say the technical thing, a pregnant fish is a twit. That's the name of a pregnant fish is a twit.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, I remember having something to do with fish.
How would you ever use that in a conversation?
You can use it today.
Have you ever used it before?
Oh, I think in a derogatory way.
Oh, calling someone a twit.
I'm talking about in a real way. The proper way. Have you ever used twit?
No, but I will now.
Okay.
I've got a new.
Well, that's how I send out messages a lot of times to all my followers. I have 4 followers on twit.
Oh, my word.
All right. Rachel, have a great weekend.
All right. So, yeah, that wasn't too funny, was it?
A twit.
Oh, but if I do it, it's Batman.
I just
Joker. Joker, you're such a twit.
Why am I seeing the Lego movie right now?
That's actually very funny.
When I hear you do that.
Speaking of movies, Overcomer movie debuts tonight. The Kendrick Brothers. If you like Facing the Giants.
Yeah, Courageous.
Fireproof, Courageous. War Room, Overcomer, and it's hits theaters tonight.
That ought to do pretty well.
Their movies are always inspiring and just life changing. The Lord really uses those movies.
Now, do we have enough time for another question, or do we need to answer ours? All right,
one more.
Then we go to Virginia, and Caleb is on the line. Caleb, we're up against the clock. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to answer.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The name of the great white shark from Little Nemo.
Here's the question in the movie Finding Nemo, what is the name of the great white shark?
I'm going to go with Bruce.
Yes,
Bruce.
Oh!
That is our mystery question.
A great way to end the show, Caleb. Do you know what that cowbell means?
No.
Okay, it means you have answered the mystery question correctly, and you win a brand new T-shirt, a Learning University Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Right, which you can buy at afastore.net for those who want one.
But now Caleb gets one free.
He gets one free. So stay on the phone. We'll get your name and your address, Caleb, and send you that free T-shirt. What is your trivia question for us? Again, we're running short of time.
I don't have one.
All right, buddy. Hey, congratulations. Bro. You just won a T-shirt.
Stay on the line.
Okay, here's what we're going to do here. Answer our questions, but I'm not giving the answer to this 10 countries question. I'm going to save it for next week.
Good for you.
All right. I've got seven. I got seven.
Go ahead. Oh, you got seven questions?
I think it's seven out of ten.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Here, I just have one question left.
Okay.
Horse's height, I'm going to let JJ because he knows it. A horse's height is gauged by measuring at the withers. Where is that located on a horse?
It's shoulders is probably the easiest way to describe. So if you go from the ground to the horse's shoulders and you measure how many hands, in the olden days they would just take their hand, but it's each hand equals 4 inches.
Okay.
And usually 14, 15 hands, average height for a horse. Here's my only question I have left. Which continent is home to the Tasmanian devil?
Australia, because that's where Tasmania is, right?
Yeah, Tasmania.
What were the names of Jesus' brothers? James?
Well, James is one.
Joseph, Judas, and Simon.
Yeah, I'd ruled out Smothers, but I wasn't sure about all the others.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 55.
Okay.
Good. And good trivia.
All right. Thank you for joining us on the Trivia Friday show, also known as
Learning University.
Have a wonderful weekend, Batman. And we'll see you back here on Monday.